Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done. Falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright. I'll make you wish you were here tonight.
Time for you to sound off. Sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bet you nobody except me knows what that comes from, right?
Right,
sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's like from the Army, right?
Oh, there it is.
I think I saw that in Private Benjamin.
Stripes.
Stripes, yes.
Yeah. Good morning, Vietnam. Speaking of that, Robin Williams' wife has gone public. Victoria Keelan is here, by the way. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Looks like Kara's going to limp back in here over the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
That'll be a good thing. I saw pictures of her legs on her Facebook page. You see that?
No, I didn't. She's,
yeah. See, what's the matter? How come I'm the one who's visiting Facebook?
Because you're on Facebook and you have to do the Facebook report.
Okay. I'll do that. There's a lot of, by the way, conversation, and I'm sure we can follow it up with a continuing conversation on Twitter at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show, on Robin Williams' wife and her, coming out, explaining, talking about what happened to him, the mental anguish that he was going through, thus the mental anguish that she went through. It's a pretty tough story to swallow, but yet it's been repeated and is being repeated many times in our country, in part because of the vagaries of drug abuse and what happens to people when they overuse all these mind-altering substances. You've heard me say many, many times in this program that I have no problem in terms of legalizing the usage of most drugs, making them available, because it takes the black market out of it. It doesn't mean that I'm telling you it's a good thing to do. I'm telling you just the opposite. That it, look at Robin Williams. All you have to do, anybody who has any connection at all to reality, you look at that story, the story of Robin Williams, and understand how completely blanked up this guy was because of his earlier use of drugs. People said he was a genius.
He checked himself into rehab 3 weeks before he died.
Well, but I'm saying
that was alcohol, though.
It was cocaine, too.
It was, but he used everything. It was like a cocktail over the course of his life of things that would alter his mind. And whether that was something that I always thought, and people say to me, why don't you like Robin Williams? It wasn't that I didn't like him. I always thought that he was off. And he presented that he was.
But that's what was great about him.
But it wasn't great about him, Rich, because
he was a genius, in that sense.
Yeah, but that's to the point that I'm talking about. People don't usually understand what goes on in the mind of someone who's a so-called genius. There is, most people who are comedians are very unhappy people. Most people who present them, the point I'm trying to make here in a maybe an awkward, a long way, is that we are not often whom we seem to be.
Oh, yeah. Comedians definitely have a mask on.
Yeah. And so, and Robin Williams had that mask. He hid behind it because of whatever went on in his earlier life. I've learned so much. That's what he says here.
I'm reading a quote from him. Cocaine was my place to hide.
Yeah. And what's he hiding from? What went on in his earlier life? I would love to have had him and others who have gone down that path open to this constellation, this theory of life that I'm going through, that I'm learning about, to see where all of this stuff starts. Because it starts someplace. It doesn't just happen. Something triggers in somebody's mind, like his or yours or mine. We all are subject to the same vagaries. But for the grace of God, go we in the direction that Robin Williams went. And I don't know, some of you may have gone in that direction. But there is a lot of trouble in the minds of a lot of people because of things that are done. What's the old business about man's inhumanity to man? You have to go any further than looking at wars and see. I was watching, we last night, we were flipping through, I think it was Hulu or Netflix, one of the two of them. And 13 Days came up, a movie that was done in 2001 with Kevin Costner and Bruce Greenwood, going through what JFK and the country went through before the Cuban Missile Crisis and what that was all about. And a fantastic overview of how the military-industrial complex has such a stranglehold on the government of the United States and on our people as well. But what I'm getting to as far as this is concerned, how crazy do you have to be to, A, even think about using these kind of weapons, no matter what side you're on? What kind of mindset do you have? You have to understand, you would think, that it's destruction of everything and everybody. It's the end of the world. And if you don't care about your loved ones, I mean, that's the motivation, I think, for most people. They don't want to see their loved ones get hurt. And yet the mindset of somebody who would be so prone to trying to create a war situation just because they went to the military college and they're wearing a uniform is beyond belief. But these people do lose control. They lose perspective. And that's sort of going back to what Robin Williams, or any of these people, you lose perspective somehow or other based on what your experiences are, and maybe it's abuse, whatever. I don't know what it is, but I know that it's the definition of insanity to contemplate using some of these weapons that we've allowed to be built. It's the definition of insanity to play football and have your head bashed in. Look at are there four guys this week with concussions, Richie?
I count four or five that I've heard of. Yeah.
This has been an extra, I was talking about this last night with my boyfriend. This has been a really brutal beginning to a season. Everyone's injured.
What do you expect?
No, but this is worse than normal.
I mean, we're talking elbows and knees.
Well, because they're being taught and they're being urged to be more violent.
No, they're being
urged to be more aggressive.
They're being urged to not tackle low to take out the knee. They're being urged to tackle high, grab them up. And people are blowing out shoulders. I mean, it's just so they're trying to fix one thing and they're causing another.
You know, concussion too, right? From last night.
And they're wondering why the ratings are down for football. People are beginning to realize how horrible a sport this is. The ratings are down across the board for football games, starting with the first game, and you can blame it on the debate, blame it on whatever you want to. I'm saying people are waking up.
Well, I wish that was true, but that's not. No, that's not how the normal, that's not the masses. It's just the games have been boring, and there are a lot of injuries and a lot of backups and third strings.
Yeah, you got so many rookie quarterbacks starting this year. It's unbelievable. There's like six teams with who?
And plus, Tom Brady didn't even start the first four games.
Yeah,
so
he's back now, though.
But I mean, there's a lot of factors. Unfortunately, it's not because people are having this awakening. I wish it were, but it's not the case.
Doug, back to the comedians.
Yeah.
When I did a quick search on Robin Williams and drugs, here's a story where Eddie Murphy, when on Saturday Night Live, was offered drugs by Belushi and Robin Williams together.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, man, y'all, you know, whatever. And they ridiculed him for not jumping in with them.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank God, look at how all the stories ended up.
Yep.
Like, Murphy's just like, I just don't do that stuff.
That tells the story, doesn't it? Pretty much that's the cap for the story, because that tells the story. 15 past the hour, DJV, Donald Trump loses money. What? We'll talk about that in a moment.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is the ABA's second all-time leading scorer. His combined 27,000 points makes him the ninth leading scorer in NBA-ABA history.
And it rolls away, and it's on Gilmore, battle for it, and Issel wins and scores and fouled.
So where is Dan Issel now? Dan initially retired to a horse farm, but returned to the hardwood in 1992 as coach of the Denver Nuggets. He spent six seasons coaching the team over two stints, the second ending in a racially charged incident with a fan. Dan went through bankruptcy, but he's begun a new career as the executive director of the Bel Air Presbyterian Church. Looks like Dan Issel found a higher calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Ham says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those 2 strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
18 after the hour. Donald Trump lost $1 billion in 1995. What's a couple of bill between friends? And under the circumstances, all of the hoopla with the news media trying to make something out of this, the guy has done nothing illegal. And when he said what he did, like or not, his presentation at the first debate when Hillary Clinton started taking a shot at him because of that, he said it's smart business or good business, something to that effect, which it is. Here's a guy that has created jobs for hundreds of thousands of people over the years. Now, you can like him or not like him, and you can be angry because he doesn't pay any federal income tax, but under the circumstances, if he hadn't done, invested, did whatever he did, manipulated, you can, whatever it is that he's done, the bottom line is there still are a lot of people that got a lot of work and made a lot of money that wouldn't have had he not run his business. Maybe he mismanaged the airline. Looks like that's what happened, and mismanaged some of the casinos. Trump's campaign, not really doing anything but characterizing him as a highly skilled businessman who has responsibility to his businesses, his family, his employees. And so what it does, now you can laugh, whatever.
Yeah, well, they can claim he has responsibility to people who work for him, but my family knows 2 businesses, small businesses that were put out of business by Trump.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
And that's just two that we know of.
I'm not legitimizing that, but the number of businesses that are in business because of him and his organization.
I'd love to know what those real numbers are, though.
We could use some. Trump annoys me to no end, and I always have to this disclaimer whenever I give him props. We could use somebody like that who says, "You know what? We're not paying you because you didn't really come through on what."
That's not the case, Rich. That's exactly not what he does.
Yeah, but this country just writes checks like it's nobody's business.
Rich, no, this is very different. This is really different. That's not what he does. He gets small businesses to sign on. They think they've got their big break, and then he just doesn't pay them what he agreed to. It's not about the work done.
And I think to make a blanket statement like that is irresponsible.
In the small business world, that's what he has done with plumbers and electricians.
Some? Yes,
hundreds of them are suing him right now.
Let's try that with Egypt.
That's good. Yeah, right, yeah.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Sorry, no check this month.
Yeah. 21 past the hour.